BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only, not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Monday Night Football tonight in Seattle. Yeah. Monday Night Football in Seattle. U.S. against Belgium. Winner goes to the quarterfinals of the World Cup. And Westwood One Sports has got you covered. Chris Mack, it's the Power Hour, final hour of the show here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos here on Westwood One Sports. Coming up in 20 minutes, I want to talk about, well, just how many people will be paying attention to this game tonight. How many millions will be watching tonight? Because I have the numbers on what the round of 32 match did against Bosnia. And I'm curious what everybody thinks about how much farther this number may shoot up, especially with all the attention on this thing due to Balogun being eligible to play, although Belgium's still fighting that. We'll get into that in about 20 minutes here on Westwood One Sports. Also, I think Travis Kelce may have made a giant miscalculation this summer. He and Taylor Swift, you may have heard, got married this past weekend. And I think it's related to that. No, seriously. And I know what I speak of from experience. That in a couple of minutes. But somebody has blown up the final bridge they had left. Brandon Ayuk, over the weekend, while you were watching people blow things up for your entertainment on the 4th of July, Brandon Ayuk was blowing up his final bridge left towards maybe stepping on an NFL field again someday. Because the final bridge he had back towards maybe getting on an NFL field again someday was the fact that Jaden Daniels was his college quarterback, and maybe at some point he'd be able to convince the Commanders that Ayuk, if released by the Niners, would be worth bringing in. Not anymore. Can't imagine Jaden's going to go out of his way to do that now, as over the weekend, Brandon Ayuk went on an Instagram rant, essentially calling Jaden Daniels a mama's boy. And look, I don't have to sit here and repeat myself yet again, as we've done many times over the last couple of weeks, and ask, what is he thinking? He's not thinking anything. Actually, you know what? This is what we'll do. I'll just let you hear for yourself what Ayuk had to say on Instagram. You tell me if this sounds like a guy who has it together right now. And then I want to let you hear in a couple minutes as well what Tom Pelissero said about all this. Because the whole thing comes together to just make one giant mess. And if there were any paths back towards an NFL field for Brandon Ayuk, he has blown every last single one of them up. The analogy I used earlier, when you're on the highway and you see somebody fly by in the HOV lane at like 100 miles an hour, and you say to yourself, yeah, it's not going to end well for them. And then a mile or two down the road, you see them pulled over. You say, well, you did it to yourself. Brandon Ayuk is in the HOV lane towards complete and total irrelevance, as if not catching a touchdown pass for the last 30 months hadn't done that already. He's stepped on the gas. Here's what Brandon Ayuk had to say on the 4th of July on social media about his one final bridge left back to the NFL, his form.
Probably gonna text me talking about something. You on my team now. You follow my rules. Boy, I'm a grown ass man, boy. You gonna have to stop running behind your mama, and I might believe what you're talking about. But until then,
Because I think the starter in this quarterback room has pushed well beyond the idea that he's just a product of the system. And I think his backup has shown that he may be the best backup in the league. So San Francisco is number five for me, the 49ers. Brock Purdy, I think, has proven that he's more than just Mr. Irrelevant who...
me home.
Happy 250th birthday, America. The U.S. men's national team is moving on to the round of 16, where they'll face Belgium in one of the biggest soccer matches in American history. Can the red, white, and blue do it again tonight?
Take me home, country road.
Westwood One Sports.
Party at your place this summer? Fix things up inside and out with July 4th deals, now at Lowe's. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, save $80 on a select Charbroil Performance Series gas grill, now $299. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Doug. Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons. And lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen, and oxygen helps us breathe, and breathing is how you live, and you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Empower. Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move, so she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like public works supervisor.
Hey, this water main is under a ton of pressure. Did you ever fix it?
Yeah, 3 layers of duct tape. Wait, should I have added a 4th layer?
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming. Happy screaming. Summer screaming. Dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time. Only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
World, one smile at a time.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
I blame it on the Belgians, you know. I said something earlier, maybe they heard it, maybe they got mad, maybe they're just mad at everything American right now. I don't know. Some gremlins in the system. For those of you that were listening along on the network, you lost us a few minutes ago. We're back here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos here on You Better You Bet. For those that are with us on the YouTube stream, I'll be honest, you may get some of the same things that you just heard me say a couple minutes ago. That's fine. But I want to revisit some of the stuff that we were talking about while the network lost us for a couple of minutes. We are inside the Westwood One Sports app now, inside the Odyssey app as well, AUDACY, live across North America on Sirius XM channel 375 in just a couple of minutes. I want to take a guess at just how many people may be watching this World Cup match tonight based on what we've got for a track record so far. Or at least based on how many people actually sat down to watch the U.S. men's national team against Bosnia-Herzegovina last Wednesday. And for those of you that were on the network and missed my reasoning as to why Travis Kelce made a major miscalculation, I'll give it to you. Don't worry. I know I mentioned it, so I want to make sure you hear that. But we were talking about Brandon Ayuk essentially burning his final bridge back towards an NFL field. His final bridge back towards an NFL roster, at the very least. An opportunity to show that he can still do something, despite not scoring a touchdown in the last 30 months. And he didn't just set fire to possibly his final bridge back over the weekend. He blew the whole damn thing up. And Brandon Ayuk, over the weekend on Instagram, had this little diatribe about his former college quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
Probably gonna text me and talk about something. You on my team now. You follow my rules. Boy, I'm a grown-ass man, boy. You gonna have to stop running behind your mama, and I might believe what you're talking about. But until then,
Okay, so it sounds like Jaden Daniels may have texted Brandon Ayuk and said something along the lines of, hey, you're going to have to play by the rules if you're going to play with me in Washington. Which I think, to be honest, since it seems like no one else is giving Brandon Ayuk solid advice right now, or at least he's not listening to any solid advice he's getting from anyone, it's actually pretty noble of Jaden Daniels to reach out and say, hey, dude, get it back on the rails. You're going to have to play by the rules if you're going to get back in the league. And Brandon Ayuk interpreted that as Jaden Daniels telling him, I'm the one in charge around here, which, by the way, he is the franchise quarterback. So if you did end up in Washington, he would be. And Brandon Ayuk, instead of responding to Jaden Daniels privately, once again goes public, and this time goes on Instagram to essentially call his one bridge back to the NFL, Jaden Daniels, his former college quarterback, a mama's boy. They're all gone. All the bridges now. They're not just burnt. They've been blown up. And Brandon Ayuk is out on an island somewhere where he can't even, he'd have to swim so far he wouldn't be able to get back to respectability, let alone have a shot to end up on an NFL roster. And I know what you're saying. There's always a chance. There, you never know when somebody's going to be looking for a wide receiver and there are injuries and they're desperate. No, nobody's going to want to deal with this. And let's also just pile on top of this thing, the one resounding fact that keeps anything from happening, he's still signed to a deal with the 49ers. They've still got him stashed. And I can't imagine John Lynch is going to run to make things easier for Brandon Ayuk at this point by releasing him. And when and if he does decide to pull the ripcord and release Brandon Ayuk, there will be nobody else interested. I know we said this last week, but this is final nail in the coffin type stuff for Brandon Ayuk's NFL career. The one guy who may have gone to bat for you in Jaden Daniels there's no way he's going to go to bat for you now. And so while I could sit here and ask the question, what is he thinking? Yet again, the answer is simple. He's not thinking, Brandon Ayuk. He's so far gone at this point that the actual consideration needs to be towards someone pulling Brandon Ayuk aside and saying, hey, man, are you okay? Like, forget football right now, but are you okay? Football is now an afterthought. If it ever becomes anything more than that, it'll be a miracle for Brandon Ayuk. So I told you, Travis Kelce, I think, may have made a giant miscalculation. And I know this from experience. And Bill and I had a conversation this morning, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. He also made a similar miscalculation way back in the day. It's something you have to consider when you're setting a wedding date. Okay. Now, when I was young and my wife and I got engaged, it was during an NHL lockout, the big NHL lockout, the one that like reset the entire league. And we set a wedding date for the middle of April, April 22nd. 20 years as of this year, still going strong. And it's anniversary weekend, that weekend in April. It has to be. From here on out, as long as Travis Kelce is married to Taylor Swift, 4th of July weekend is going to be anniversary weekend. I hope you're prepared for that, Travis. There will be no 4th of July party with the boys. There will be no cannonballs into the pool in your stars and stripes swim trunks and chugging garage beers with your brother. There will be no blowing stuff up with the guys because it's 4th of July weekend. It's anniversary weekend now. And you're locked into that because they decided July 3rd was going to be the day they were going to do the thing at Madison Square Garden. 1,000 people there, Adam Sandler officiating the ceremony, which admittedly is pretty cool. But Travis Kelce has now locked himself in to, from here on out, as long as he's with Taylor Swift, that's anniversary weekend. You can't pay anniversary weekend short shrift. You got to go all in on anniversary weekend. At the very least, there's a nice dinner. Maybe there's a trip somewhere. There have been times where I've had to set aside a Stanley Cup playoffs game 7, maybe even for my beloved Pittsburgh Penguins, and say, nope, sorry. Can't settle in for the game because it's anniversary weekend. And again, that's what you have to do. It's the right thing to do. But that was the miscalculation on my part years ago. Bill, you went through this years ago too, right? Like you've set your anniversary weekend as late January, right? We talked about this before the show, Bill and I. And now, and that was before the NFL season went so late. But now you're at a point in your life where the NFL season, the Super Bowl, usually lands, or at least the week where you have to travel out to Radio Row for the Super Bowl, lands right on that anniversary date, doesn't it?
Yeah, see, that's where I failed, Chris, is I didn't plan ahead for the NFL's plan for world domination. So, my anniversary was set January 29th, which was after the Super Bowl when it was set. And now, of course, the NFL has moved it back. Now, what made things even worse for my situation is having to travel every year for the Super Bowl and being gone for a week. And right. The anniversary was basically that week every year for about 15 years. And the only time we spent it together was when the Super Bowl was in New York, where I live. So other than that, it has caused a major problem in my relationship. But yeah, at the time, didn't know I was screwing things up.
Yeah, this is a public service announcement to everybody out there thinking about when they're going to set their wedding date, their anniversary date. Stop and consider I know a lot of people, they get mad. You set that thing for like a big fall weekend when there's a massive college football game or several college football games to be played. College football fans, they'll get mad at you. So you got to avoid the fall. You got to avoid critical dates on the calendar. Travis Kelce didn't do that. And it's just a thing you got to think ahead to. Nobody thinks about that. You're young and in love. You set the date whenever you can. Oh, sure. Middle of April? Yeah. Late January? Yeah, sure. Whenever. And then you look up 10, 15, 20 years down the road and you go, man, we probably could have picked a different date. So that's our public service announcement here from You Better You Bet. Stop and think about that before you set it. All right. I did want to get into a conversation because it is Monday Night Football tonight in Seattle. The U.S. is taking on Belgium. And the game against Bosnia, the round of 32 matchup, averaged 33.5 million total viewers across both the English and Spanish language broadcasts in the U.S. Fox averaged 24.4 million on the English language broadcast. Telemundo and Peacock, another 9.1 million on the Spanish language coverage. So again, 33.5 million viewers. How many do we get tonight? Now, look, this isn't going to approach Super Bowl levels, which was over 123, almost 124 million people earlier this year. Super Bowls routinely way up over 100 million, now over 120 million viewers. So we're not to that point yet. Maybe if the U.S. were to go on a crazy run and we look up and they're in the semifinals or the finals, maybe we start to approach that number. But I think at the very least, Bill, we've got to consider the fact that we might have tonight somewhere around like the 50 million mark. Total people tuned in at peak for the U.S. against Belgium.
So you're saying for the peak, not for like the average audience, what the true rating is?
Well, I think even if we're talking peak, I think would definitely be north of 50. I think average audience, actually, we're probably even up around the 50 million mark.
All right. I mean, I'm not going to argue against it. I don't know how much is going to happen. If you would have asked me what's my guess, I would have guessed like 42, 43 million. But okay. Yeah, if this thing is nil-nil, 1-1 with, you know, at the 70-minute mark, something like that, yeah, people, it's going to start buzzing around the internet. People are going to tune in.
I mean, it's crazy to think because, look, as much as we've bought into the buzz of the World Cup and the summer of soccer and all that, it's still crazy to me to think that, for example, what'd you have for Game 5 of the NBA Finals? It was up over 20 million, I think, right? So that's Game 5 of the NBA Finals with the New York Knicks trying to erase a half-century-long curse and win a title against a young up-and-coming Spurs team. And it felt like the entire country was locked in on that thing. But we're still really only talking 20 million-some viewers. We're talking about doubling that tonight. Like, that's still kind of, it's not a knock against soccer. It's just what I think the average U.S. sports fan, they don't, you know, this comes around every 4 years and we started to slowly buy into it. And then we latched on and the U.S. has continued to win. And now if it were to get up around even 40, 45 million, I think you look around and go, wow. This has really captured the attention of the nation. You can make all the arguments you want about how there's no football being played, how the NBA and NHL seasons are over. All there's really going on right now is baseball. I still think it's a major step forward for soccer in the U.S. as a spectator sport, as something that the average American sports fan will buy into if they get up over that 45 million viewer range. It says, hey, Americans are starting to maybe not fall totally in love with soccer, but hey, we're here for it. And when our team is good, Americans, when our team is good, we are all in on it. And I think we have an opportunity to get a reinforcement of that tonight.
I would agree with that because here's what Americans, I think, love. Americans love watching Americans play really well on the international stage. It's like, yes, before all the crap happened with Lance Armstrong, people followed the Tour de France because Lance Armstrong could win. You know, and I just looked up these numbers. Michael Phelps, when he was dominating in swimming, a sport that none of us watch ever,
right,
45 million viewers.
There you go.
Simone Biles, 40 million viewers. So if we can see an American beat international competition, we're in. So I think, yes, soccer's a growing sport, and you tie that in with the once every 4 years international competition. And I think there's something we have as Americans of, we can beat them at their sport. You know, yeah, like we feel like if it's baseball, football, basketball, you know, our football, you know, we're, our teams are obviously going to win. But if it's, you know, their sport, soccer, it's their sport, and we can get into the quarterfinals, semifinals with the old, you know, oh, if our best players played soccer, we would be, you know, winning the World Cup every year kind of thing that I know a lot of us believe is true, which I honestly believe is true as well. But the bottom line here is international competition, growing sport, playing their sport and doing well. Yeah, if this goes quarterfinals, semifinals somehow, yeah, we're going to see 40 to 50 to 60. Like if the USA is in the semifinals, it could be 65 million viewers easily.
I mean, just to put it in perspective for another similarity, recent similarity, when the U.S. played in the gold medal game at the Olympics in hockey, that was an average audience of 18.6 million. So that's not even at the 20 million mark. And we're talking about the U.S. soccer match against Bosnia eclipsing that number last week. So I do think there's the added intrigue of everything that's gone on with Balogun being reinstated, if you want to call it that, his ban being suspended for this match. It's become an international news story, not just a sports story. And so I think you will get just the average American who has nothing else going on tonight tuning in at some point to see what it's all about. And I think it's going to goose those numbers even more.
I can't disagree with any of that. There's, and, you know, it's also the perfect time where there's not a lot going on. That's always, we, baseball postseason is in the middle of the NFL season like this right now. They've cleared the NBA playoffs. They've cleared the NBA draft. It's just baseball regular season. People are getting into this. Everyone's talking about this is the best USA team ever. I can't disagree with any of this, just like catching the right wave. And, yeah, I think people are going to tune in today. And if they win this one, that quarterfinal match is going to be a big number.
It'll be massive. Plus, they'll be playing some sort of heavyweight, either Spain or Portugal. So you'll have the upset narrative mixed in as well. Like you said, the narrative of it's the U.S. getting to prove that they're just as good at the world's game as everybody else. I think all of it rolls up into just a massive number, not just tonight, but like you said, if they move ahead of the quarterfinals against Spain or Portugal as well. Two other World Cup notes I just wanted to touch on real quick. One is England surviving against Mexico last night in Mexico City. Now, Mexico City hadn't lost an international matchup in that stadium in Mexico City in decades. So for England, they're talking about it being the biggest road win in international history ever, which is massive for a nation who has the soccer history that England does. So that in and of itself was compelling to watch last night. But then also, I really do think, and I asked Anthony DeBundo, the Ringer, about this earlier if you weren't with us. It'll be up in podcast form. You can always get You Better You Bet in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts. Just search You Better You Bet. But we have found the Cinderella for the summer of soccer, and it's Erling Haaland, who is an international soccer star, and the Norwegians. The rowing of the boat, all of that. It's a fun story, but then you combine it with the team going a little farther than people expected them to, maybe, and beating a Goliath of international football in Brazil, retiring Neymar in the process. That's your Cinderella. If things don't go right, for the U.S., whether it be tonight, whether it be in a few days against Spain or Portugal, and you're looking for a team to latch onto to keep you interested in the World Cup because you're not a big soccer fan, Norway would be the one I would suggest. They play England next. So there's your Cinderella for this year's World Cup. It's Norway. It's Erling Haaland, who had two massive goals for them yesterday to dispatch Brazil. That's it. Because the other thing we love, if it's not our team doing well, if it's not Americans doing well in international competition, the other thing we love in sports in America, watching the underdog surprise people. And Norway would qualify as that, especially going up against England in the quarterfinals. It is You Better You Bet right here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today. Coming up, a few bets for today, maybe tonight, for the U.S. against Belgium. And we'll give you our three stars of the day as well. All coming back here on Westwood One Sports.
We know you're jonesing for some football just like we are.
I'm jonesing, man.
NFL training camps begin opening in 16 days. And yes, we're counting. You're home for the NFL. Westwood One Sports.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer at a beverage manufacturing plant, he starts his day knowing every line is ready to run. Because Grainger delivers the industrial-grade products he needs to keep mixers, conveyors, and packaging equipment moving. With Grainger's vast selection of bearings, belts, and motors, he keeps operations running smoothly, so nothing grinds to a halt. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In 200 feet, turn right. Then apply to refinance your auto loan with Navy Federal Credit Union.
Huh?
Navy Federal offers low rates that can help you save every month on your auto loan.
Wow, I can get all that with Navy Federal?
You sure can, good buddy.
Refinance your auto loan with Navy Federal to get on the road to better rates. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/auto-refinance. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Credit and collateral subject to approval.
And the match is about to begin.
Most of the team is out with COVID-19, so there'll be some substitutes tonight.
What's this? We have an unexpected guest on the field.
It's a dog, but they could do with extra players.
She's going for the ball.
Are front paws hands or feet?
Soccer season is full of surprises, and COVID-19 could be one of them. If you test positive, prescription medications may help. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Learn more at Pfizer for All.
With Squarespace, you can do more than just build a website. You can build a business. Squarespace helps restaurants and hotels showcase signature offerings and experiences. And with Squarespace, consultants and photographers can create invoices to collect well-earned payments. You can even send email newsletters to keep in touch with your loyal customers. Done. So grow your business at squarespace.com. Get started with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your website or domain.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only, not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price void in Florida.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
One smile at a time.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Do you think if I lied and told Kenny that this was Rage Against the Machine, he'd believe it? I think he would. It's Westwood One Sports, Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. The summer of soccer continues. Monday Night Football tonight in Seattle as the U.S. takes on Belgium. Yeah, you've heard that before, Kenny. I know you have. we've had a time during the breaks just messing with Kenny over his lack of knowledge of any music previous to like 2010. We've also discussed philosophy, whether we're living in a simulation. All of these are signs, my friends, that as much as we're having fun with the World Cup and all-star teams being named in Major League Baseball, you know, as much fun, Wimbledon, maybe you're into tennis. I mean, whatever's working for you this time of year, I think we'd all still agree that we could use some football back. Tomorrow, I say we power rank the top five coaching staffs going into the 2026 NFL season. How's that sound as we continue our daily series of power rankings around the NFL leading up towards training camps getting started in just a couple of weeks? We'll get you our three favorite moments of the show, our three stars of the day, in just a moment. But I did want to put this one out into the ether because I discussed it with Anthony DeBundo of The Ringer earlier. You'll hear him speak on it in just a second as a part of our three stars. Again, I'm not Jurgen Klopp, who's called this the best U.S. men's national team ever. I'm not Eric Winalda, who came on these airwaves a couple weeks ago and said they can make it to the semifinals. I am by no means a soccer expert. But being the responsible sports talk host I am, I've done a ton of reading and research as this thing has really started to progress for the U.S. men's national team. And while I understand that the big news is obviously the suspension of Folair and Balogun's ban, and he will be available presumably for the U.S. tonight, the Belgium Soccer Federation still trying to fight that. That with that being the big news, all eyes are going to be on Balogun tonight. I have to think that includes those of the Belgian back line and their defenders. And that means extra space for other playmakers in the American attack. And who's the one American forward we've been looking at, waiting for him to finally finish in this tournament? It's Christian Pulisic. Already one of the best at creating his own space because it's like that ball is tethered to his toe when he has possession. What he can do to defenders to just make them look silly. So whether they choose to focus on Balogun and leave Pulisic extra space or try to somehow focus on both of them, there's going to be room for the Americans in their attack, especially knowing how aggressive they've been on the attack with the ball. they're going to score tonight. So, I don't know. Maybe you go with something simple like the over for tonight. It's 2.5 goals. For me, it's going to be a goal scorer. And it's not going to be Balogun, who's plus 150 at BetMGM. It's not going to be Ricardo Pepi, who's plus 175. It's going to be Pulisic, who's almost 2-1 at BetMGM to score a goal tonight, plus 195. That's going to be my bet for tonight for USA Belgium. That's what I'm going with. You can choose to tail that. You can choose to fade it. You can go with somebody else. But that's the direction I will be going in. And I really am. I know we broke it down a couple minutes ago, but I really am curious to see just how many eyeballs are on this match in the United States tonight. Because of everything going into it. A chance for the U.S. to go to the quarterfinals. Obviously, the Balogun story is now no longer just a sports story, but with the rumored influence of the president on FIFA to reconsider the punishment for Balogun, whether you believe that's right or not, and we've talked at length about how FIFA has proven their penchant for corruption over the years. Whether you believe that red card was justified or not, all of these things go into making this match tonight absolute must watch, even not just for the average American sports fan, but even for just the average American who's like, what is all this they're talking about? I haven't watched any of the World Cup yet. Maybe tonight's the night. Tonight's the night, I think, where we get a massive viewership number for this World Cup. A lot of people around the country going to be paying attention. Short, again, of Kenny Henderson, who has made some sort of odd backwards promise to just spend no time paying attention to the World Cup. Meathead, I think, was the word that Nick Kostos used. His boycott continues. All of that being said, our three favorite moments of the show. Let's get to our three stars of the day. Here we go.
Three.
Shelderup's been brilliant since he came on. Haaland, he wants another one. He's got another one. How about that? Extraordinary. Just phenomenal.
From Fox yesterday, as Erling Haaland scored for Norway against Brazil, they upset the Brazilians. They were nearly 3-1 at BetMGM to win yesterday. They do it. Neymar retires from international competition following the match, and the Norwegians row the boat, and the Cinderella soccer story of the summer rolls on. Again, I hesitate to even speak the idea into existence, but should the U.S. not continue to advance in this tournament, you could do a lot worse for latching onto a team if you're looking to latch onto one. I think we all have a tendency to do this when our favorite teams are eliminated from postseasons. We try to find somebody else to root for. If you're rooting for the U.S., as I think most of us are, if things should not go well, again, I hesitate to even speak that into existence, but should they not go well, you could do a lot worse than latching on to the Norwegians as your Cinderella of this soccer summer. Our number two star?
Two. Who is advising Brandon Ayuk these days?
No one. I think it's pretty obvious at this point. Brandon Ayuk has not gotten a lot of good advice, at least not any advice that he has taken. As of last check, his listed agent by the NFL Players Association was still Ryan Williams, who has been his agent and negotiated the massive contract that he got in San Francisco. There's a lot of things that have come out in Ayuk's string of videos that haven't matched up to reality. It's, I fired my agent last fall. Well, not according to the union, which is where you need to terminate that with. Well, I'm not showing up to the facility until they release me. Well, they're not going to release you until you show up to the facility. There's a lot of different mechanics that go into this. The bottom line is the 49ers don't need to have to do anything.
Tom Pelissero on the Rich Eisen Show talking about Brandon Ayuk and what a mess that has become. 99.9% of it, if not the full 100% of it, Ayuk's doing. And as we told you earlier, he has burned his final bridge by essentially calling Jaden Daniels a mama's boy on Instagram over the 4th of July weekend. If you want to go ahead and blow up any final opportunity you may have had, Brandon, towards getting back on an NFL roster, let alone actually on the field, you just accomplished that goal. Finally, our number one star of the day.
One.
Whole goal is win the ball quickly and attack in transition. And that is where Pulisic, throughout his career, has been at his best. There will be more space in this match for him to exploit than there was in the past matches. Now, this is the matchup for Pulisic.
That was Anthony DeBundo of The Ringer, who's been covering the World Cup for them and has done an excellent job. And yeah, it feels like a Christian Pulisic kind of night. Somebody other than Phalerin Balogun is going to score a goal for the U.S. tonight. Maybe Balogun scores as well. But somebody other than him is going to score. And the best opportunity, I think, exists for Christian Pulisic to be that guy. It's why I gave you the bet earlier. It's why I think this sets up really well for the U.S. to not just beat Belgium, but then spinning forward into any possible matchup against Spain or Portugal. Once you've laid the blueprint for how you're going to spread out an opponent's back line on defense and create opportunities for multiple players, you're making it very difficult for that opponent, even if they're very good, which if it's Spain, certainly very good. You're making it difficult for them to defend multiple finishers on the same front line. And if Pulisic scores tonight, it means whoever the future opponent or opponents are, they're going to have to consider, do we focus on Balogun? Do we focus on Pulisic? It's already a question that Belgium is going to have to answer tonight, and it'll be very interesting to see how they handle it. Yes, Monday Night Football in Seattle tonight. Cannot wait to talk all about it with you tomorrow morning right here on Westwood One Sports. It's been a time. We may philosophize some more about whether we're living in a simulation or not. We may ask Kenny what other bands from the 90s he's not aware of. But we will definitely talk World Cup and everything else going on again tomorrow morning, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, right here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
As a fitness coach, my active psoriatic arthritis can slow me down. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, I'm treating my skin and joint symptoms so I can keep moving. Skyrizi, a prescription-only injection for adults, helps me move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. And for those who have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible. With Skyrizi, there's no daily dosing. It's just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York and Odyssey.
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears.
Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only, not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.